This call is being recorded.
Allow yourselves now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. Always wonderful to be with you. As these energies continue to rise, continue to accumulate across the planet, and all of you feel these energies in different ways. Some of you are feeling the bliss. Some of you are feeling the doldrums that come from this at times. For it is a tax, you might say, on your central nervous system. It begins to work on your body as you have not been used to before. But as I have said many times and others, you are acclimating to these energies. You are working through them and being a part of the change, the shift that is going on across the planet. You are those ones, the catalyst for all of this. And these energies are now beginning to shift and change and morph into other energies that are going to bring about a shift and a change in those external things you see here as well. You hear of events, you hear of many, many events that are going to happen and are beginning to already happen. You hear of the dominoes that are going to fall or have already begun to fall. All of this is in process now. All of this is in motion. And you are going to begin to hear certain announcements that are going to come forth, certain things that are what have been said for a very long time here that are going to begin to climax now, come to a shift, a change that is going to move you and all of the planet to the next level. All of this is in motion. You are the ones that are bringing this about. You are the ones that have been anchoring this energy and are now spreading this energy more and more. And it is all about energy, folks. It is all about energy and shift and change and consciousness and love. Love is all that there is, all that there ever was, all that there ever will be. And you are the love. You are the ones that are spreading this love. So as this love continues to spread, people across the planet will also begin to change and shift their consciousness. And as their consciousness begins to shift more and more, it will overtake the consciousness of the dark ones, those ones that have been attempting to hold this back as much as they can, attempting to hold on to the old paradigm because this is what they've known. This is what they've always known. This is what they always thought they would have. But even they are beginning to realize that their time is up. The jig is up, you might say. And they know this and are preparing for this as well. But they are not going out without a struggle. They are not going out with a whimper. They are doing everything they can to hold on and go out with a shout. But go out they will and go out they are. Because it has been determined, it has been decreed that this is the end. This is the end and the beginning of the next golden age. And there is nothing anyone, anywhere can stop it now because it has been decreed by Prime Creator, by Source itself, has been decreed that this is to be so. So all of you now, sit back, relax, but do not take your foot off of the pedal. And we say this purposely now so that you continue to know that you are the ones, you are the catalyst, you are the ones that need to continue this whole process, this awakening process. This is all about helping more and more people to awaken to who they are, to realize that this is just an illusion, has been an illusion for so long. And as my dear cohort, Lady Nada, has said, There is no veil. It has not been there for a very long time, and it is only in your mind yet, only in the programmed mind, that the veil still exists. So let it go now, let it all go, and realize that you are moving into the higher dimensions now. You are moving into the higher vibrations. And as you continue to move into the higher vibrations, all that has been a part of the old illusion will be gone. I am Sananda. I leave you now in all of my love and peace, and tell you now to share wherever you have the opportunity to share and help others grow just as you have. All of my peace and love be with all of you. And I am Lady Nada.
Hi.
It is wonderful also to be with you and to share and to be a part of this expression, this part of love that is being spread across the planet. We all are watching. We all are a part of this expression with you. We have been doing everything that we can to assist in this process. But as you have heard many times, it is up to you. It is up to you to share and be the anchor of light and the bearer of light and the sharer of light that you came here to be. We can be here, we can guide you, we can assist you in many different ways, and we are assisting you in many different ways. But you are the ones that have to go about your missions, go about what you came here to do, to continue to spread and share this light. And we know that as you continue to do so, that everything will work out as it needs to. Everything is being orchestrated, as you have heard many, many times. And it is, everything is being orchestrated. And you only need to be aware that as these changes begin to happen, as the external changes begin to happen, because of the internal changes that have already happened, and this is the key here, people, this is the key that you all need to know. The internal changes are creating the external changes. It is not the other way around. So as these external changes begin to happen more and more, it will fuel more internal changes for you as well. And that will again create more of the external changes. And before you know it, you will have shifted completely into the higher vibrations, into the higher dimensions, into the higher fourth and fifth dimension on a permanent basis. And this, my dear friends, this will be the ascension. This will be the full ascension as it occurs. Now you are moving through a transition process. And this transition can be difficult at times, we know. We have seen it before in other civilizations, other planets, other systems. But nothing quite like this is going to be. This is why this has gathered so many people, so many civilizations, so many ships from all over the galaxy, and yes, even beyond the galaxy, into other galaxies that have come here to watch the show or to be fully a part of this show. And the show it is. And if you begin to look at it as a show, as something that you have done many times before, many of you have done this before, and you have participated in sharing the light, spreading the light before, you have been called in many respects system busters, and you are here to bust this system wide open, and that you have already done. And it is now just in the process of finishing this busting of this system. I am Lady Nada. I love you all dearly. And we all await the times when we can all sit down and be there personally with you. For that will be a reunion like you have never known before.
Thank you. Thank you.
Padme Uma, Om Mani Padme Uma, Om Mani Padme Uma, Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Wonderful to be here with you. Have not talked to you for a while here. It is wonderful, and we always so enjoy these times that we can come together and share and be apart and sometimes sing, although we're not going to sing this time. But get ready, because we have lots planned for that, what you call the advance, or what we have called the advance. You used to call it a retreat, but we call it an advance. And much is planned, much is ready for this, and it is going to be an amazing occurrence as this comes more and more closely to this, because it will be in the wake of many different things that have happened, many changes that have occurred by the time you come to this next advance. We cannot share too much more of this, but we think you know our gist here. We know that you are on the same wavelength with us somewhat, you might say, because everything is about to change and shift and move into a new direction. A new direction for some, an old direction for others. And you are the ones that are, as Sananda has said, you are the ones that are creating this, are preparing for this, are acclimating to these energies, and we are right there beside you every step of the way. We are right there to take the ball with you and keep it running and keep you fastened in your seatbelts and all of these kinds of things, because the times are going to get really interesting. We're not going to say rocky and bumpy anymore, just say really interesting, because that sounds a little better than rocky, does it not?
Yes.
We do not want you to be in fear or anything of this nature, because there is nothing to fear except fear itself. You know that saying now, and it is important for you to be ready and be in the right space, because as these various things begin to happen, you are not having the sensations and the fears and the emotions that you used to have around these things, such as earthquakes and storms and what you call false events or false flags here, which are events, you might say, and you do not have the fear of this as much as before, or even the inclination to be that much aware of it anymore, because you have been acclimating to these energies and are ready for everything that is coming, are you not? Boy, it sounds like it's already being recorded here.
Right. You're reading it.
Are we off of the mute now?
Yes, we're unmuted.
Everybody unmuted?
Yes.
Good, then we can move on with the question and answer here. We can answer your questions. Depending on the question you ask, of course. When you ask a question that is specific, we can be more specific with the answer. When you ask a question that is rather vague, then we're going to come back with a rather vague answer as well. Although some of you would say we're rather vague all the time. And sometimes that is true, but that is a purposeful thing, because we need to guide and nudge you along, but we will not do it for you. We will never do it for you. We are directed by the prime directive as well. Just as you know from the Star Trek and all of this, there is a prime directive. There really is. And we have to follow this prime directive just as you have to follow the prime directive. And by the way, even the cabal in some ways also has to follow this, although they are not real adept at doing that or really wanting to do that. So they find every occurrence they can to find a way around it and all of this. But they have been successful in this in the past, but not much longer here. Do you have a question here now? Anything here?
Hello, the one who serves.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Ooh. Hiya, it's Rhea from the UK.
I just want to ask, I don't want to be like vague or, to, you know, you just mentioned about a vague question or answer. It's just that you made us aware that many of us are commanders of our own ships, either as aspects of ourselves or parallel selves. And my higher self expressed to me it's time for me to learn of my ship. And it's called the Aurora, and that it's hyperdimensional. And I can't get my head around that it's organic and hyperdimensional. And I almost had a little tear in my eye when I found out this. It was wonderful. So it's not quite generic, but what the generic part of the question is, my higher self called her she being organic, she being the Aurora, she being alive, my ship is alive. How does that work? Could you be more specific on that? She,
you are correct in your understanding that this is a ship, this is alive, it is consciousness, it is part of you or your aspects of you, and that is also correct. And there is much more that will come as you continue to rise up in vibrations and continue to move into other understandings, you might say, as you move along through this transition process. But this is now for you, but also for all that wonder about this. You all have high aspects of yourself. You are all multidimensional beings, and you all have access to these higher vibrations, these higher aspects of yourself as you move along here. And you have to understand that you may not think you are much of anything here on this planet. You might think that how can you be on a council, a leadership council or anything of this nature, because you do not have those leadership abilities and this type of thing here. We have heard this before from many. And you would say, why me? And we would say, though, why not you? Because you are much more than you believe that you are at this point. Some of you have come to the understanding of who you are and begun to move into those other realms of yourself. But many of you have not yet. But understand that you were chosen here. And you were chosen from a great many, many, many beings to come here to this planet. And of course, your saying then would be, well, why did I even think about this? Why did I even volunteer for this? But you volunteered for this whole process, this whole evolutionary system here, because that is what you do. That is what you have done before. That is what you do now, and that is what many of you will continue to do. You will leave this aspect here when the time comes. You will move up into the ships or into inner earth or wherever it is that you are taken. And many of you will then go beyond that and go home to your home planets, your home systems, to your ships, all of this. But you will then be called upon again at a later time, maybe after some rest and relaxation and all of this, and be called upon again to volunteer. And because of who you are, you hear that call again. You will respond to that clarion call again, just as you have many times before. Okay, rather a long answer to this, but it was not only has asked this, but for many here to understand this.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, I got quite tearful when I think of Aurora. That means my connection is, she's part of me, I'm part of her. I understand that now. And thank you for clearing that up, and blessings, and thank you. And we love you so much.
Yes, we also. Are there other questions here?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Regarding the aspects of ourselves and our multidimensional selves, we seem to be finding ourselves coming and going here as we're meeting or hearing about many other people who are considered aspects of the same higher self. How would it benefit us, or how would it behoove us to interact with those other people or meet them, or what can we do to advance the connection?
First of all, you have to understand that you are all one. We are all one. There is differences, certainly. There are other aspects. There are many multidimensional aspects of yourself and of everyone else. But in the final analysis, we are all one. We are all sourced together. And when you begin to look at it from this point of view, not even so much look at it from this point of view, but when you become to be this point of view, then it will all make sense to you more and more. But this is certainly a mystery, and it is a mystery beyond the three-dimensional illusion programming that you have had here. It will take a great deal to be able to understand and fathom this mystery that we are speaking of and which you have alluded to here. So all you need to do at this point is just sit back, be who you are, and realize as you are being who you are that everything is exactly the way it needs to be. And you are exactly where you need to be at this point. So do not be concerned about who is who and who you were in past lives and who you are going to be in the future and all of these things, because it is all one. And more as you come to understand of the oneness, be the one, this is what we are speaking of here. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Any other questions yet?
Hi, yes, this is Lorelei. I was have been guided in my meditations with you know, my twin flame and the triad there, to begin to sort of metaphysically in meditation send back, return to sender, the essences of other beings that have been left with me through my interactions with them, and also to pull the essences of me from all the other beings where I've left it back to me. And I kind of like send it through the violet flame, and I send it through the green light from Raphael to bring it back. And also, I've been guided that to include my other selves, if you will, in the whole process. Like we're all, like I'm pulling it back for me and I'm sending it back for all of us. Yeah, and I was just wondering, like, that as I do that, that really does have that effect, like it actually shifts the other beings of myself. And how does it do that? I'm just wondering about that.
Most definitely. As you shift in your consciousness, your higher aspects, all the aspects of yourself also shift in this respect. And there are many aspects of beyond yourself that also shift. Again, it is all one, you see. So even though you have your own personal or what you might call separate instances of yourself as opposed to everyone else out there, you are all together as one. And all of the shift that is happening within you shifts in others at the same time. So as you change, everyone else changes as well. Whether it is parts of aspects of yourself or aspects outside of yourself, everyone changes. This is why this saying, be the change you want to see in the world. But we could change that now and say, be the change you want to see in the galaxy even. Everything shifts and changes. You can even say beyond the galaxy into the multidimensional galaxy.
Wow. Thank you.
Makes you a little bit more important than you might have thought before.
Wow. And when you jump the timeline. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I had another addendum. I was saying, when you jump a timeline, do things like how when the timeline shifts and you see it being the wolf instead of the lion in the Bible and all of those things, can that happen in your personal life as well? Like literally things that were there aren't there, suddenly or that weren't there are there? Does that happen?
Yes, most definitely. Change through this transition process is exactly that. It is a transition that you are moving through. It is transitioning from the old ways of knowing into the new ways of knowing. But in some ways, as you are moving into what would be considered the new ways, is back to the old ways that you had long ago. See? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, definitely.
I have a query you about sacred geometry.
Yes.
Are our grids on our new Earth or on the planet Earth, are they like the sacred geometry patterns? When I'm visualizing, I'm picturing different types of patterns of all of our various grids. I've heard five different types and some more. Just so many different types, and I'm just curious about the energy grids that we have on our planet. Are they in a pattern of like the sacred geometries, the flower of life? Everything is consisted of these grids or geometry patterns.
We are going to give you an analogy here of the water crystals and the one that worked with these water crystals. And when the energies were sent to these water crystals that were fear and anger and this type of thing, they formed a non-geometric pattern, rather a ugly pattern, you might say. And when the love and higher vibrations were sent to these crystals, they formed into a geometric pattern. There is your answer. Because as you continue to move up in vibrations, there will be more and more of these geometric patterns that will come as a result of this. More and more of the understanding of the sacred geometry. More and more of coming to a universal knowing of how all of this comes together. You are in the infancy, you might say, of that whole concept here. But scientists themselves are beginning to understand and move in this direction more and more. And much of the technology that will be coming out is because of some of this understanding, this new understanding that is coming here.
Thank you. Is that also associated with the universal laws? I've been hearing more and more, and I'm resonating with the various different universal laws, 12 of them, there may be more, but is that also associated with this understanding, universal
that
understanding?
That is correct. You will come more and more to understand this as well. And instead of in your schools, the children learning about the somewhat inconsequential ideas and your various history that is lies and all of this stuff, they will be learning about sacred geometry. They will be learning about numerology. They will be learning astrology. All of these types of things will be what the children of the future will be being taught. And many of them will not be being taught in the way that they are now in a school-type setting as it is. It will be more in back to the old ways, you might say, of schooling the various children and this with the families themselves, and more understanding in the higher realms that they need to begin to understand here. Not so much of the formal education and the must-have education kind of thing that has been in the past. This was Kabbalah-oriented and purposeful to program and control here. All of that will be gone.
Thank you, sir.
Hello, one who serves. This is Vidya. I just have a simple question. This sacred geometry, and you said that when the cabal and the energies, the dark energies start interfering, they create disruptive patterns. Can analogy between that and the cancer and the way the cancer cells reproduce?
Certainly can. Yes, it is the same thing. Just as the ice crystals within the water, it is the same thing with the cancer cells as well. Cells are very similar here. And with love and with ideas of oneness and consciousness and all of this, the cells themselves will change accordingly.
This is already
being demonstrated in various ways, but has been kept from you, has been covered up. But others have found that the use of frequency, different types of frequency, can alter the cells. And as the cells are altered, then they are able to shift and change into whatever they need to be, because they are very similar in this respect to water.
Oh, wow.
They also respond to fear. So they will respond to whatever comes to them. So send love, send feelings of peace, and all of this will work out in what you call the long run here.
Wow, this is a really big piece of information, because you are implying that love is the cure to the cancer.
That is correct.
Wow. Wow, this is very big. Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
Yes, I have a question. We were talking about the 528 hertz last time, and now that she was saying that, it came in my mind that number 6 is the love frequency. So it would be through sound. Would you say... not the big sound that would levitate heavy things, but it still would be a sound of some type of nature to help these cells?
It's not so much sound, but frequency.
Oh, yeah,
and
okay.
Love itself is a frequency. Love has a frequency to it.
Yes.
And when you send love out as the frequency, it begins to shift everything that it connects with. This is why it is said the tsunami of love. You see? Love changes and shifts everything.
Well, that's all there is, really.
Love really does conquer all.
Mm. Thank you.
Yes. Any other further questions before we release channel?
Hi, this is Yvette. I love you. I think this question finally fits in with all the other questions been asked today. I'm curious of what the biological or chemical makeup of the hologram is, this holographic experience universe platform that we're on. Can you address that?
I do not quite understand your specific question here.
Okay, I want to know what the hologram is made of. What, trying to comprehend, we're a holographic experience. What is the biology or the chemical makeup of that?
Oh, my goodness. You are asking a question that is far beyond anything that you can begin to assimilate at this point. But understand that the hologram, as you are saying, is being used here in the three-dimensional illusion. This is part of the hologram. But the entire solar system and the galaxies and all the galaxies and even the universe is also part of a hologram. See? So to understand the makings of this hologram would have to go all the way back to Prime Creator and Source as beginning this whole process. But as you have heard many times, there is no beginning and there is no end. So how can that be? You see, that is certainly the mystery that cannot be even begun to understand at your level or even really at our level at this point, because it is so beyond anything that the mind can begin to fathom here. whether it is three-dimensional or four-dimensional or even fifth-dimensional. It takes all the way up into the much higher dimensional understandings to be able to fathom exactly what the question is that you are asking here.
Okay, I thought it was big. I thought it was big. Thank you. I'll just keep pondering. I love you.
We would suggest to you to not ponder that too much because that will lead to insanity.
Well, I'll just color with it a little bit then. Thank you.
Anything further here? You're needing to release channel now. Then we are going to release channel. And yes, to the one who asked the question earlier that will Robin Williams be with us there at that advance? And yes, the answer is yes. He is going to be there with us. It may be a little bit different than you have known him before because he is somewhat subdued, you might say, but he will still be much like what you have come to understand. That is all we can say at this point. It will be determined at that point exactly how much he will be able to be a part with us. But the plan is, and it depends on all of the situation that is going on at that time and all of the things that have happened up until that time as to the full personality that you might have a wee glimpse of here with him. Okay?
Thank you.
Then we release channel. Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti.
Be the one.
Shanti, we love you.
Shanti.